Dry Bean Scene, presented by North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Gowan Company, Heads Up Plant Protectants, and SRS Commodities. Dry conditions are creating another pest concern for dry bean growers. NDSU Extension cropping specialist Jeff Stockler.
Spider mites are starting to show up. Can see the stippling on the upper surface, and if you turn it over, you can see webbing and spider mites. So it was all the way throughout the field. Matter of fact, in that area where they got started, they were so bad, you can see the cobwebs all over the plants, and individual plants were dead because of having so many spider mites. IDC has come back later in the season about 2 weeks ago and still showing up. The more stress a plant is under, the more likely the spider mites are to attack.
Stockler says weed control around field edges is also important for dry bean growers. Weeds such as Canada thistle can spread seed into fields, and dry beans have fewer in-season options for controlling perennial weeds.
My opinion is this is where you start with improving weed management. And if you don't do this, I can't help you because you're increasing your weed density within the field. And for particularly for crops that don't have, you can't apply glyphosate to, this is extremely critical. And so for organic people, for people growing dry peas, dry beans, where you don't have herbicides that can control perennials, this is extremely important. As I've driven around, I'm seeing more Canada thistle and perennial sow thistle in crops that we can't apply glyphosate in during the season.
Dry Bean Scene, presented by North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Gowan Company, Heads Up Plant Protectants, and SRS Commodities.